Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Donald Trump just held a cabinet meeting, and I want to show you the exact moment he begins to melt down over the fact that he's asked about Epstein. He says, "Why are you guys so worried about Epstein? Why are you talking about Epstein so much?" As if he's not the one that a few months ago ordered a top-down release of the Epstein files, according to Pam Bondi, his own attorney general. I want to show you this meltdown, and I love living in a country where a huge, ugly bill that strips Medicaid away from tens of millions of Americans is overshadowed by the president being best friends with a pedophile, therefore implying that the president is also a pedophile. So throughout this video, I'm going to remind you all about some core facets of this ugly bill, because as much as the Epstein stuff is important, it also serves as a really convenient distraction for this bill that is currently being put into shape. So make sure you drop a like, subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate the debates and the breaking news and everything of the sort. And let's just start with this clip. Right when the press started, right when the cabinet meeting started, rather, Donald Trump began to speak incoherently about skedaddle, something of the sort.
Now, this was not only the pilots. I mean, those machines flew for 37 straight hours. They didn't stop. They went skedaddle. You know the word skedaddle? It means skedaddle. They dropped the bombs, and somebody said skedaddle.
Okay, you don't have to say it four different times. He asked if we knew the definition, then he said the definition was just skedaddle. This is the president of the United States talking about war. He literally speaks about war like he's a child playing with action figures. He's like, boom, pow, skedaddle. That's genuinely how our president talks. Now, we have no time to waste, so let's jump into this clip of him just raging after being asked about Jeffrey Epstein. I pointed this out on the Piers Morgan panel yesterday, but not enough people talk about the fact that Alexander Acosta, who was a Florida district attorney in 2007, helped Epstein get off with an illegal sweetheart plea deal. Epstein was unable to reoffend, and Donald Trump appointed Alexander Acosta as the Secretary of Labor in 2017. One more time, the guy who helped Epstein get off was then appointed by Trump in 2017 and had to resign in 2019, which is absolutely disgusting. So that's why Trump is so enraged. That's why Trump is so mad. I can also show you guys the footage of Epstein's death, the night of his death, whether you want to call it a suicide, a killing, whatever you want to call it, the footage skips. It skips over a minute. Now, I made a video about that earlier. I'll break this down further. But Trump is definitely mad because he's hiding something. He was best friends with Epstein. He partied with Epstein. Epstein had 15 different contacts for Donald Trump, and Epstein is on recording, heard saying that Trump has been his best friend for years. Watch this clip.
Sure. Your memo and release yesterday on Jeffrey Epstein, yes, it left some lingering mysteries. One of the biggest ones is whether he ever worked for an American or foreign intelligence agency. The former labor secretary, who was Miami U.S. attorney, Alex Acosta, he allegedly said that he did work for an intelligence agency. So could you resolve whether or not he did? And also, could you say why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape?
Yep.
Yeah, sure.
Could I just interrupt for
sure.
One second? Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years.
That's what you say when you're guilty as hell.
You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable.
You want to know the reason why people are talking about this creep? Because the woman on your left said she had the folders on her desk. Marco Rubio, I'm sure, has said stuff about it. You yourself have implied that there are things in the files that people don't want to see. So save me the faux outrage.
This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep?
Can I point out the irony of Donald Trump less than a month ago reposting something about Joe Biden being a clone since 2020 and being fake, yet now he doesn't want to delve into any conspiracy theories? Now, the Jeffrey Epstein stuff is a little too far. That's a conspiracy. He's a creep. We don't want to talk about him. Let's go back to talking about Biden and Obama.
That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy.
Dude, save me the faux outrage. No shot. I can't believe you're asking me a question about my longtime best friend who was a pedophile, who I was best friends with, who we refuse to release the list of. I mean, if this doesn't shake MAGA, if this doesn't make MAGA second guess what Trump's true intentions are, nothing ever will. He's saying right here, are you really asking me about that? Here's another clip in which he refuses to answer.
Seems like a desecration, but you go ahead.
Sure. First, to back up on that, in February, I did an interview on Fox, and it's been getting a lot of attention because I said I was asked a question about the client list, and my response was, it's sitting on my desk to be reviewed, meaning the file, along with the JFK, MLK files as well.
That is not what happened. They used the word list multiple times. They've used the word list, maybe not in that exact sentence in Fox News from a few months back, but they've talked about having a list and releasing a list. Now, when they release the footage, there's an entire minute missing. When Pam Bondi was asked about the missing minute, she gave an unsatisfactory answer.
Back to you on that. And the minute missing from the video, we released the video showing definitively the video was not conclusive, but the evidence prior to it was showing he committed suicide. And what was on that, there was a minute that was off the counter. And what we learned from Bureau of Prisons was every year, every night, they redo that video. It's old, from like 1999. So every night the video is reset, and every night should have the same minute missing. So we're looking for that video to release that as well, showing that a minute is missing every night.
And oh my gosh. She said it like three times nervously. A minute is missing every night. This admin is so sketchy. Hey, we're going to release the list. Oh wait, now that Elon says the list has Trump on it, we're not going to release it, but we're going to release this footage with a minute missing. Hey, there's actually a minute missing of every night, but we didn't clarify that before releasing the footage. We just waited to reactionarily clarify it after the fact in a reactionary way. That is reactionarily a word? I don't know. Either way, Donald Trump is very, very sketch. And I'm just going to say it. He was best friends with Jeffrey Epstein. He's probably on the list. There's one more clip I want to show you all of Donald Trump saying he's quote-unquote not happy with Vladimir Putin. And this one enrages me in a unique way. I know that the Epstein stuff is important to talk about. I mean, the sexual abuse of children being covered up en masse is incredibly important. I don't want to detract from that. But what's also important at this moment is the big ugly bill that will hurt Americans and Ukraine. I think Ukraine is incredibly important for the global order and the people in Ukraine. Now, Donald Trump has now said he's going to start sharing weapons again with Ukraine. It's not that huge of a win because we shouldn't have stopped sharing weapons in the first place. It's another instance of Trump creating a mess than like acting like he cleaned it up. But I'm glad that we're sharing weapons. In this clip, he says he's not happy with Putin, which is uniquely offensive because he called Zelensky a dictator, screamed at him, shouted at him, has cost lives of Ukrainians, Ukrainian civilians, soldiers. Ukrainian land has been taken under Donald Trump. And his only response is he's not happy?
We're dealing with him now, too. We're not happy with Putin. I'm not happy with Putin. I can tell you that much right now, because he's killing a lot of people. And a lot of them are his soldiers. His soldiers and their soldiers, mostly. And it's now up to 7,000 a week. And I'm not happy with Putin. Okay. Any questions? Yes.
Yes, sir. You just said you're not happy with Vladimir Putin. Is there anything that you plan to do to act on that feeling of unhappiness?
Well, I wouldn't be telling you. Don't we want to have a little surprise? You know, one of the things we did with the...
There's not going to be ever any surprise. Donald Trump has repeatedly just begged Vladimir Putin on Truth Social to stop the bombing. That's all he does as the president is post Truth Social posts and let dictators dog walk him across the globe. I mean, I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos we make, drop a like and subscribe below. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.